This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
This isn't going to be easy because we're going to be talking affirmations. Thank you, Kelly Rowland, for that bit of enlightenment. We love a bit of Kelly enlightenment. Yeah. This is Her Society with Ginny and Parvati Sundari on Joy 94.9. Talking all things about certain patterns in attracting the same people. We're talking before about the rescuer pattern, where you seem to attract people in your life that you want to rescue. I was talking about my locally challenged behaviours of attracting people who seem to be interstate or not living in the same city as me. Before we were talking about affirmations, Parvati, you said that's a great way to start clearing out those past thought forms to open up to what we really want.
Yeah. Look, ideally you would have a practice that first of all emptied out the old ones.
So purifying.
Yeah. So you could replace them with the new ones, but layering an affirmation on your stuff after quite a while is going to work as well. Because you're just changing your framework of belief. And as I was saying, it should be in the present. It should be full of exciting, emotive language. It should be in positive language, and it should have kind of like I add at the end of every one of my affirmations, through divine support and in divine timing.
Yeah.
So be it.
Right.
But, yeah, so your affirmations should say that. We're going to say something else about them. What was it?
Oh, it was a list to write down.
That's right.
Because a tarot reader friend of mine ages ago said to another friend of mine, make sure you write, if you want to attract the kind of partner you want in your life, you should write down a list of qualities that you seek in that ideal partner. And she had just broken up with her ex-girlfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. So naturally what she'd wrote, because she was still grieving the process, she wrote the qualities that her ex-girlfriend had. So she kept attracting the same kind of relationship over and over again.
Yeah.
Which, did it actually mean that she wasn't over the past relationship?
Yeah, no, I don't think she was over it at all. And
right.
she perhaps hadn't. There was obviously a quality in all of those, which you mightn't call a quality, in all of those women that she was, or the partners that she found after that and before that.
Yeah.
That she wasn't aware of, because it was something in her list was missing. And so my beloved wrote a list.
That was awesome.
Before she met me. And it, except for about 3 points, like loves camping.
Oh, that would not be on there. No.
It was like a description of me. it was like she had actually written a description of me. It was quite odd when she showed me this list sometime after we were together. But make your list clear, and I wouldn't just have physical traits that you're after.
Yeah.
I'd look at from a holistic view. Mm-hmm. So because you want somebody who knows how to love. You want somebody who's respectful. You want somebody who is compassionate. You want somebody who's kind. You want somebody who can communicate. You want somebody who is kind of an intellectual match and is stimulating in that way.
Yeah.
You want someone who's great at sex. You
FYI.
You want somebody who can support themselves.
Yeah.
Who, you know what I mean?
The fundamentals.
Yeah, look at what you have had in relationships, and you might want to duplicate some of those things in your life, the things that you have had that you've liked.
Yeah.
But also look at the things that you didn't like and kind of include the opposite in your list. So, you know, for you, at the top of your list, Ginny, should be...
Local girl.
Yeah. Lives in Melbourne.
Yes. I'll get on that.
Caps lock. _
Bold.
Italics.
I'll get on it. That's true. Well, it's interesting because writing down that list, I haven't actually written one yet, so I might actually start writing one, which will be interesting. I'm just having a giggle because I'm like, I do not know where to start. But so when you write this...
Bring me your list before you start affirming that's your partner.
Like, no, she cannot look like Kristen Stewart. Nicole Scherzinger, are you serious?
Well, no, she can look like anyone you like. I'm going to put a line through.
It'll be like three different people merge into one and be like a very oddly looking, love child of the three. would you? Well, we can talk about that in another show. This is Joy 94.9 with Ginny and Pavati. Joy 94.9. Black Eyed Peas there, Don't Funk With My Heart. That is funk with a PH. You're learning so many rap words.
Not with an F. Definitely with an N.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember the N. That's a very, very vital.
I love the Black Eyed Peas.
They're awesome. I wish they were still kind of doing things together. Anyway, we've got some text coming through at 0427-JOY949. If you want to text through, do that while we play these announcements. Joy 94.9, this is Her Society with Ginny and Pavati. Perhaps best time not to put a soother in your mouth. I should have warned you. We do this thing where I forget to tell Pavati I'm turning the mics on and we could be talking or laughing or both.
Anything, yeah.
Now let's read out some text. Hello to Craig from Joy Sponsor D&M. Hello, Craig. He said he'd love to wish me a very happy birthday for Tuesday. And on that note, can I just say to every single person in Melbourne, in the state of Victoria, thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking Tuesday off work for my birthday. It's just brilliant.
It's the least we could do.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you're speaking on behalf of all the Victorians, but yes. I'm very honoured and thank you.
I do have a note from my mum saying that I have to go to New South Wales and work that day because it's not a public holiday there.
Really?
Yeah, but I've got a note from my mum as to why I can't be here in Melbourne with everybody else for your birthday.
Really?
Mm.
Okay. I
hear they're having some kind of show at Flemington for you.
They are.
Excellent.
It's everyone's dressing up.
Yeah.
You know, there are animals.
You wearing a hat?
I am wearing a hat, yes, with flowers. Yeah, it's going on.
And they're bringing animals.
They are bringing animals.
Fantastic.
And greenery, you know, all the... I'm trying to encompass Navarachi Retreat in there with the green. So we got to have a bit of grass in there, don't we? And animals.
Absolutely.
So, yes, my birthday, November. Thank you very much, Craig, for that message. Been lovely. Pavati, been lovely having you back in studio. I've learnt so many things. I'm sure, I hope all of you have learnt so many things about certain people that we attract into life. And this doesn't necessarily apply to relationship, romantic ones in general anyway. It's just natural relationships as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every kind of relationship.
Friendships as well. But yeah. I'm actually thankful because I have awesome friends.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Awesome. And yeah, you have an great. Awesome beloved as well.
I do indeed.
Stay tuned. We've got Dennis and Dick coming up with A Touch of Pink. They'll be taking you through your Saturday night. Next week we'll have Bessie Kay on the show. She'll be dressing us up, or we'll have LaShonda Fontaine. Which one? I'll have to surprise you. But till then, please recycle. What? Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.